我想在我们一开始聚会的时候，我们需要有一个特别的祷告。
At the beginning of service, we're going to have a special prayer.
我想这两天全世界的新闻都集中在美国、以色列跟伊拉克之间的跟伊朗之间的争战。
I think the whole world is made aware of the war that is taking place between the U.S., Israel, and Iran.
一方面，主耶稣早就告诉我们，我们要听见打仗和打仗的风声，不要以为稀奇。
The Lord tells us not to marvel that when we hear the rumors or the sounds of war.
因为在末后的世代，国要攻打国，民要攻打民。
Because in the end times, yes, nation will rise against nation, people against people.
但是我们还是祷告主啊，那至高者在人的国中掌权。
But we pray that the Most High would reign among men.
在这一切的混乱里面，让神的旨意、他的主权还是能够通行。
In the midst of all of this chaos, that His sovereignty, that His reign would still be exercised.
所以我们要祷告，不仅仅为着美国的领袖啊，当然除了总统，国家的领袖。州政府、市政府，所有的领袖，我们都需要为他们祷告。
We need to pray for the leadership of this nation, not just the president, but those who are in Congress, those who are in state officials.
希望在这个国家有更多正直、谦卑、敬畏神的领袖被兴起。
Pray that there would be more and more leaders that are righteous, that are doing what is right in the sight of the Lord, according to the heart of God.
所有的决定能够照着神的心意来做。
That they may do things according to the heart and the purpose of God.
同样的，我们也为着战争不要伤及当然难免的，但是希望不要伤及太多无辜的百姓。
And we absolutely pray that this war would minimize the casualty of all those who are innocent.
尤其在过去几十年里面，其实在伊朗有非常非常多的基督徒，它是全世界基督徒成长最快速的国家之一。
I don't know if everyone's aware that in the past 10 years, Iran is one of the fastest growing Christian population, a nation in the world.
我不仅仅跟于师母在德国曾经跟伊朗教会的牧者有交通，其实十几年前在这里也有一个伊朗教会，大概有300个人以上，他们一直在对伊朗做传福音的工作。
Pastor Nancy had the opportunity of meeting up with pastors out of Iran and Germany, and we actually have a church that's close by, also of Iranian descent. They continue to proclaim the gospel for the nation of Iran.
所以我们不仅仅为着神保护美国、保护以色列，求神保护那些无辜的子民，保护在伊朗那些我们主内的弟兄姐妹们。
We ask the Lord not only just to protect Americans, Israelis, but also Iranians and those who are brothers and sisters who are in Christ in Iran.
最后我们也要为自己祷告，因为圣经上说过，这不过是灾难的起头，因为末期还没有到。
And we also need to pray for ourselves. The scripture tells us these are the beginning of the woes, because the end time has not yet arrived.
我们的眼睛跟注意力永远不能够只为着今生，只为着眼前，只为着自己。
Our eyesight, our foresight can't simply rest upon what is present and is for ourselves alone.
因为整个世界的变动都跟我们发生关系。
Because all of the things that are happening in the world have everything to do with us.
教会在地上是替神执掌权柄。
The church is established in the world on earth so that we will reign on behalf of Christ.
我们要用祷告让神的旨意在地上通行。
We need to pray that the will of God would be accomplished in the world.
我们也要接着祷告，让自己在这样子的世代里面警醒，不是只为今生、为眼前而生活。
We also need to pray that we are awakened, we are alert, that we're not simply living for the moment.
我们一起站起来，我们有个祷告。
Would you all please rise? Let's pray together.
天上至高的神，我们在你宝座面前向你屈膝。
The Lord Most High, the Lord God, before your throne, we bow our knees.
虽然我们眼睛见到的整个世界都是在混乱中。
Yes, what we see with our eyes, the entire world is fallen into chaos.
我们仍然相信也祷告让至高者在人的国中掌权。
And we believe and we pray and we trust that the one who is most high will reign in this world.
我们求你的旨意，你的福音能够通行全地。
We pray that your will, your purpose, your gospel would be preached throughout the world.
人人都需要耶稣。
That everyone needs Christ.
每一个人都需要救恩。
Everyone needs salvation.
但愿你的恩典怜悯通行全地。
Oh Lord, may your grace come to be administered throughout this whole land.
我们把这样子的事情交在你的手中。
We commit all these happenings into your hands.
是的，我们为所有的领袖所有执政掌权的，我们求你让他们敬畏你。
We pray for all those who are in a position of leadership that they would fear God.
他们谦卑在你面前，明白你的心意，
That they would be humble, they would understand the heart of God and do according to your will.
And
we ask that you would bless all your churches.
在这弯曲背谬的世代，好像明光照耀。
That in this perverse and crooked generation that we would be as lights proclaiming your truth.
但愿这样子的事情在伊朗，也让福音更加广传。
Lord, we pray that through this event that the brothers and sisters in Iran would be strengthened, that the gospel would prosper. That there would be more and more of those who would come under the name of Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
今天是教会33周年，也应该是33岁，很少人庆祝周年跟生日一起庆祝的。This
is the 33rd anniversary, also the birth year of SVCA. Seldom do we celebrate the 2 days together.
我看到弟兄姊妹坐在底下，其实我心里非常感恩。When
I see all your faces, I'm full of thanksgiving.
因为这个教会是永生神的教会。Because
this church is a church of the everlasting God.
我们一再说，这个不是华人教会，不是只是为了中国人，是属神的教会。We
say again that this is not a church for Asians, for Chinese, but it is a church that is for God.
同样，这个教会不是只有为着我们这一代的人。
At the same time, this church is not just for us in this generation.
我多年来一直有一个祷告，只要SVCA存在，就希望世世代代这里的人永远高举基督。
It's been my prayer for many, many years that as long as SVCA exists, throughout every generation, it would exalt Christ.
我们希望我们的年轻人，希望我们的孩子。 都能够在这里继承这个使命和伟大的, we pray that
our young men and young women, our children, will also take hold of this great commission that's been given to us.
我现在请2000年以前就在这个教会的站起来。
For all of you who've been at SVCA since the year 2000, would you please rise? You understand, there's a lot that actually has moved, is not with us anymore, but we started from a very small group.
好，我们现在从2000年到2019年这20年里面来的，请站起来。
From 2000 to 2009, if you've been here during that period, would you please rise?
感谢主。
Praise God.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
我以为你们会占最大多数。那接下来2000年到现在的，
From 2020 until now, please rise.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
远远超过一半啊。
Surpasses 50% of our congregation.
感谢主，表示神的恩典福音在我们中间不住的扩散。
And we thank the Lord that the gospel continued to prosper in our midst.
我也相信有更多人会被带到这个教会。
And I believe that there will be more and more people that would be redeemed and saved in the church.
我个人非常感恩，因为我和我的全家从头一天直到如今都在这里。
I am very thankful that me and my family from the very first day until now we've been at this church.
现在包括我5个孙儿也生在这，长在这。
And we have 5 grandchildren that are also born and growing in this church.
包括我94岁的岳母，也都30多年在我们中间。
My 94-year-old mother-in-law, she's also with us.
我们教会开始的时候，David才刚刚7岁， Aaron才刚刚5岁。
When the church started, David was only 7 years old and Aaron was only 5.
我那个时候比他们现在还年轻。
I was much younger than they are right now.
所以我们第一手的看到 教会成长的整个过程。So
we firsthand saw the progress of the growth of SCCA.
我们也在这个教会里面所蒙受的恩典和祝福，我常常为了这些感恩。And
all the grace and all the blessings that we receive, I continue to give thanks to the Lord.
的确辛苦。It's
been hard work.
但是恩典更多。But
there is more than sufficient grace.
所以我们非常感谢主，我们能够有这些人。所以当我们回头看这33年的时候，
So we thank God for every person, and when we look back in these past 33 years,
因为我们充满了感恩。
On the one hand, we're full of thanksgiving.
因为神在我们中间的恩典和祝福不仅仅超过了我们所求 和所想的。
Because God's grace and God's blessing surpass what we can possibly imagine.
而且远远超过了我们所配得着的。
And surpass what we are worthy of receiving.
但是另外一方面，我们除了感恩以外，我们被神放在天平上的时候，也觉得非常的亏欠。
At the same time, as we are full of thanksgiving, when we see ourselves being put on the balance of God, we also find that we fall short.
因为33年一点不短了。
Because 33 years, this is not a short period of time.
如果我们成长的正常的话，我们现在应该可以带下更多的祝福和影响。
If we were growing healthily and normally, we should have been able to bring about a greater blessing for our community.
因为教会是基督的身体，基督是教会的生命啊。
Because the church is the body of Christ. Christ is the life of the church.
所以耶稣说，我所做的你们也要做，而且你们要做更大的事。
So Jesus says, that which I do, you will do greater things.
所以教会如果真的是正常成熟的话，我们的影响力应该是更大的。
If the church is normal, the church is healthy, our degree of influence should be far greater.
Never be too late. 我们还来得及。
It is never too late. We still can.
希望我们能够在主的面前能够好好的积极往前去。
I pray that we are all active, we're all moving forward.
我们的时间，我们的遭遇，其实都一直在过去。
Our time and everything that we are encountering, they are passing by.
就像我说的，很多的遭遇，很多的经历，很多的日子已经走进历史了。
And everything, and many things that we've encountered, many things that we've experienced, they've already passed into history.
大可以大到世界，像世界大战已经走入好多一次、二次都走入历史了。
These events may be very, very great globally, such as World War I, World War II, they've already passed.
911走入了历史。
9/11 has entered into history.
那我们个人也是有很多的事情走入历史。你毕业的那一天，你结婚的那一天，你生孩子的那一天，一件一件事情走入历史。
Personally, our graduations, our wedding days, the day that we had our first kid, all those things has moved into history.
但是我们需要问自己一件事情。
But the one question we need to ask ourselves.
到底在我这么多的遭遇和经历的里面，有多少事情能够走入永恒？
All of these things that I've experienced, that I've encountered, how many of them can enter into eternity?
到底有多少的事情是被神记下来有永恒的价值？
How many of the things that we've encountered, that we've done, are counted by the Lord that is worthy of eternity?
所以我们回看过去33年的历史，我们真的知道有很多的地方真的是充满了神的恩典，他大能的作为。
So again, when we look past this past 33 years, we know we've seen the great acts of the Lord and the grace of God.
同样的，我们也承认过去33年有太多的时间，太多的遭遇浪费了。
And we also want to acknowledge that there are many opportunities, many that we've encountered that we wasted.
所以今天33周年的时候，我在祷告要讲什么题目。我就想起三年前我们教会曾经有过一连串的题目，讲蜕变、突破与复兴。
So as I was praying over what this should be the message for today, I came to mind of what we were sharing with everyone back in 2023. We talked about transformation, revival, and resurrection.
你可能会说，余弟兄，你三年前讲的，你现在就要再讲了。
You say, Pastor, you 3 years ago, you already spoke about this. Are you going to talk about it again?
那我想问大家，
I want to ask everyone.
那么这三年中，我们经历了多少的蜕变，多少的突破？
In these past 3 years, how much of the transformation and breakthrough have we experienced?
告诉我，过去这三年里面，你生命中最大的成长，在你的经历里面最大的突破到底是什么？
In these past 3 years, what are the greatest transformation and the greatest experience of breakthrough that is in your life?
保罗提醒我们要凡事长进， everything in all things.
Paul tells us in all things and everything grow into Christ.
如果三年了，我回头看，我看不出我的 delta, 我 spiritual delta。那弟兄姊妹，我们浪费了三年。
If in the past 3 years, when we look back, we discover there's nothing that's changed. I don't have a spiritual delta, then I wasted 3 years.
因为这么多人都在黄金年代，三年不能够浪费的。
So, brothers and sisters, we're all in these golden periods. 3 years, it cannot be wasted.
同样的，我们也希望 SVCA 每一年都在主面前有非常明显的，是可以看得到的长进。
And we pray that SVCA can have evidential transformation and growth, that it is tangible, that can be seen.
所以我今天要讲的主题叫做突破与复兴。
So the message for this morning is breakthrough and revival.
这个以前放过，不光我需要有突破，我们都需要有突破。
Not only do I need a breakthrough, we all need a breakthrough.
SVCA 永远需要有突破。
SVCA continually needs a breakthrough.
突破说到长进。
To have a breakthrough, it is to speak of growth.
突破说到我们在基督里不受到任何的限制。
And this breakthrough means that we are no longer limited as long as we are in Christ.
我们不容许仇敌拦住我们该有的成长。该有的影响。
We do not allow the enemy to come and hinder the proper growth that we're and the influence that we're supposed to have.
所以我们一起来读今天的主题经文。
So let's read the key verse for today.
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督啊。英文。
So now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ.
在这里请大家注意有三个我不晓得英文 我忘了注意无论总教照常这三个都是挑战、
No matter what as usual and 照常、
as usual OK as usual. 好、
As always
无论总教照常
No matter what
偶尔的蜕变跟突破我想我们都有
The occasionalAn experience of transformation and breakthrough, I think we all have.
但是保罗告诉我们，这个伟大的生命在我们里面，它是要持续的成长，持续的有突破。
Paul tells us and reminds us that this wonderful life that is in us needs to continue to grow, needs to continue to have breakthrough.
所以我希望我们今天不仅仅是在这里讲我们的周年，希望我们每一个人都对自己产生一个祷告。
I pray that today our focus is not just on the celebration of a 33-year anniversary, but that we would have a prayer.
因为我们都需要去祷告说主到底有没有什么事情。让我最近不能够成长，让我停滞了。
We need to pray and ask the Lord, what are the things that is causing me to stop growing?
那如果有的话，到底是什么原因让我这样？
If there are things that is keeping me from growing, then what is the reason?
就跟你的孩子一直都不想好好吃饭，每天都没有胃口，你不会任凭他的。
It's just as if your child has no appetite. Every day that your child does not want to eat, you're not just going to let that keep going on.
你需要找出原因来。
You're going to find out the reason why.
你再不找出原因来，它造成伤害的。
If you don't find the reason, that child will be harmed.
那么第三个问题要问的。
The third question we need to ask.
那么是不是我们已经在改变跟突破的过程中？
Are we still in the progress of transformation and breakthrough?
第一个问题就是我到底有没有任何停滞？任何没有办法突破被困住的情形。
The first question again is, am I stuck? Are there anything that's keeping me from growing?
第二个，我知不知道什么原因把我停下来
？Number two, do I understand what's the reason that's causing me to stop growing?
如果你一天到晚在网络上被色情捆绑，你怎么可能长进
？If you are bound online, with pornography every single day, how is it possible that you will grow?
如果你一天花那么多的时间在玩电玩，在手机上，而没有时间读经，没有时间亲近神，你怎么可能长进
？If you spend so much time video games on screen, you have no time for the Word of God. How is it are you going to grow?
如果整个世界对我们都是捆绑，天天为了工作，天天为了我的未来，天天为了我银行存款，我们怎么可能长进
？If we're bound by the world, we're bound by our jobs, we're bound by our understanding of success from the world perspective, the growth of money, how are we going to grow?
所以我们需要找到自己的问题在哪里。
So we need to understand what is the source, what is the issue here?
第三步是积极的，我是不是真的开始面对它？我真的。在改变，我真的在突破。
And the third question is positively asking ourselves, am I actively seeking a breakthrough? Am I growing?
所以如果你最近的生活遭遇里面有一些事情让你很受困扰，不快乐，或是很受压。
If there are things that you're encountering right now that robs you of joy and you feel that you are just pressed.
你不要以为我是狠心哈，其实我们应该感谢神。
Don't think that I'm being cruel when I say this to you. We should be thankful of the Lord.
因为神常常对我们说话，我们听不到。
Because oftentimes when the Lord speaks to us, we can't hear.
所以神借着环境来对我们说话。
And so oftentimes then the Lord has to use the circumstances that we encounter that He would speak.
环境好像一面镜子，让我们看见我们现在情形如何。
Our circumstances is like a mirror that shows us the condition that we're in.
环境好像一个 X 光，它照到我们的深处，让我们知道问题出在哪里。
It is like an X-ray that comes and understands the very depth of the problem, that we understand what's the issue.
前两天一个姊妹在她难处中，她说他的祷告就是希望自己不要白白受苦，白白吃苦。
A couple of days we came in a fellowship with a sister and she was sharing. She says, I pray that I would not suffer in vain.
太好的祷告了。
This is a wonderful prayer.
弟兄姊妹，不要白白受苦，不要白白受压，不要白白跌倒，不要白白在这里活得不自由。
Sister, don't suffer in vain. Don't be hard pressed in vain. Don't fall and stumble in vain. Don't live without freedom in vain.
要让这些的环境对我们说话，既然显明了我们，其实是为了救我们。
To allow all of these things to speak to us. If they are revealed and we can see them, it's for the purpose that we would be saved.
让我们知道转向神，让我们知道来接受他。
That we would turn towards the Lord. We would come and receive him with open hands.
我们盼望蜕变，我们盼望突破，盼望复兴，神更盼望我们这样。
If we desire transformation, we desire breakthrough, we desire revival, his heart is more zealous than us.
早上还没醒来，这一天要经过什么事情，神全部都安排好了。
This morning before you even open your eyes and you woke, the Lord has prepared all things for you.
因为万事互相效力，要叫我们得益处，就是叫我们像耶稣。
Because all things work together for the good of those who love him, that we may be like Christ.
不要说一天了，诗篇139篇，我们还没有出生，我们所有的日子都写在神的册子上。
The scripture tells us, Psalm 139, that before we were born, all of our days are numbered.
所以我们今天要讲突破复兴，我希望我们要知道在神的心意中跟这个伟大生命的本质，它都是要在我们身上产生不断的蜕变和突破的。
And when we talk about breakthrough and revival today, we need to understand that the very nature of God, his life needs to continually have a breakthrough and revival in us.
这个世界一直给人一个错误的期望，说明天会比今天更好。
This world continually feed us a very erroneous concept that tomorrow will be better than today.
那是谎言。
It is a lie.
离开基督，你不可能明天比今天更好。
Apart from Christ, tomorrow will not be better than today.
你只会掉到更深的虚空，更多的瑕疵和捆绑。
You will only fall in greater vanity. You will only fall into greater constraint.
就像有人说的，你明天只会比今天更老而已。
Just like people say, tomorrow you will only be older than today.
不但新造你，旧造永远带来的是劳苦愁烦。
If you are not living in the new creation, if you live in the old creation, it will continue to bring you trouble.
所以第一个点，我就希望我们看见，不光个人、家庭、教会，我们都需要不断的来经历蜕变和突破。
And so the very first point, whether it's individually, as a church, or your family, or as a church, we need to continually experience the transformation of life and breakthrough.
这个可以分两方面来讲，一个讲到生命里面的，一个讲到外在环境处境上的。
So two aspects, we can look at what's inside in our life. The other aspect is what's happening outwardly.
因为我们这两方面可能都经历过受困、受辖制的情形。
So in both of these aspects, we sometimes find that we are bound, we are hard pressed.
外在环境时不我与，对不对？我觉得怀才未遇啦，或是碰到一些这么多的挑战，很辛苦。
And again, our experiences tells us that most of the things that we encounter are contrary to what we desire. They're difficult for us.
但是一个对生命认真的人，他也会发现，在我里面也有这么多的瑕疵和捆绑。
But someone who is wise, who is spiritually discerned, understand it is not just the outward, but internally, I have similar bondages that's constraining me.
我们在讲蜕变跟突破的时候，第一件事情先讲里面的，因为这是一切的根源。
So when we first talk about transformation and breakthrough, we want to speak of what's internal, because that's always the starting point.
生命的蜕变，讲到我们生命需要接受基督的替代。
The transformation of life speaks very clearly that we need the substitution of the life of Christ.
我就不考大家了哈。三年前我特别说过，所有蜕变的发生，一定是在新造的境界里，一定是在基督替代，经历基督的替代。才可能有蜕变。
So 3 years ago, I shared with all of you, the only way we can have a transformation is we have the substitution of the life of Christ that is at work in us.
记得我放的图吗？
Do you remember the picture that I showed everyone?
毛毛虫变蝴蝶。
for a caterpillar to turn into a butterfly.
常常被人用来做 transformation 的一个例子。
A lot of people use this particular illustration as the illustration of transformation.
我小的时候也这样子的相信，但是我越认识真理，我就知道这个不叫 transformation.
And so when I was younger, I also accepted that teaching. But as I got older, I realized this is not transformation.
虽然他的表现，他生活的境界，他各方面。毛毛虫跟蝴蝶是不能同日而语。
Yes, the form, the way it lives, the round that it lives in is very different between a caterpillar and a butterfly.
但是在毛毛虫里面的生命跟在蝴蝶里面的生命是一样的，同一个生命。
But the life within this caterpillar and the life within the butterfly is the same life.
我为了体会这件事情，不知道吃了多少年的苦。
For me to really come to the comprehension of this truth, I suffer so much over the years.
我相信我们在座很多人追求长进。积极向上的人跟我一样。
And I know many of you who esteem to excel, to grow, you're just like me.
我们自我勉励，我们追求成长，我们追求长进。
We encourage ourselves, we esteem to do better, we want to excel.
我们的确有很多的改变，很多的成果。
And yes, outwardly, there are a lot of changes, there are a lot of fruits of the labor.
但是那个就叫 changes, 就叫改变，不叫 transformation.
But those are merely changes, they are not transformations.
Transformation 是从基督的替代来的，是只有在新造里才有的。
Transformation only comes by the substitution of Christ, it only occurs in the new creation.
所以我列的经文说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。就是已过，一切都成为新的。
So I listed in your outline, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away, behold, all things have become new.
不要被自我的分析欺骗了，觉得我进步很多。
Do not look at your self-evaluation and simply looking at yourself and say, oh, I've increased, I've grown quite a bit.
不要被别人的夸奖和掌声欺骗了。
Do not be deceived by the accolades and the applause of others.
因为你的确可能在外面有很多的改变。
Because outwardly, yes, seemingly it may seem like there's a lot of changes.
以前是个无恶不作的坏蛋，现在变得这么好。
And in time past, you do all sorts of evil. Now you only do good.
神要的是 transformation, 不是改变。
I say to you today,What God desires is transformation and not merely changes.
是在基督里的。
It only occurs in Christ.
不要再被仇敌骗了，也不要再骗自己了。
Do no longer be deceived by the enemy. Do not be deceived by yourself.
我们每一个人都需要，每一天都需要 transformation.
Every single one of us, in every single day, we need transformation.
每一件事情上都需要的。
On everything that we encounter.
第二个。讲到自我的突破
and concerning the breakthrough of ourselves,
持续的蜕变会带来突破
the continual work of this transformation will bring about a breakthrough.
我放了林后四章七到九节
I put in your outline 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 through 9.
这是我们非常熟的一节经文。宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed.
保罗用四个却 but.表示原来不应该是这个结果，但是我被扭转了。
Paul continued to bring about this contrast using the word but, meaning it wasn't supposed to be like this, but there's a changing, there's a turning in my life.
所以你发现一直在这里经历在基督里的改变，改变这个基督里的改变就叫蜕变。经过这样子的蜕变，然后带来了一个突破。
And this transformation again and again and again in my life, now it brings about a breakthrough in my life.
就是身上带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。
And this is what it says that I always carry about in the body the dying of Jesus Christ, that the life of Christ may also be manifested in my body.
你发现别人看到你的时候，不再是从前哇这么好的某某某。
And so you discover when people look at you, they don't simply see, oh, this person is so great.
别人看到你的是。耶稣的身显明在你身上。
What they discover, what they see is the life of Jesus Christ in you.
别人给的掌声不是给你的。
And when they give you a clap or an accolade, it's not for you.
别人会为的是在你身上神所带来的改变献上感恩。
For the transformation that God brought about in your life, they are thankful for that.
因为在我们的身上流露出因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
Because the fragrance that comes forth out of our lives from the knowledge and the knowing of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我在说神容许我们经过这个，经过那个。
So brothers and sisters, I say again, the Lord allows us to go through many different encounters.
容许我们四面受敌，容许我们遭逼迫，容许我们心里作难，容许我们被打倒了。
Allows us to be hard pressed, to be perplexed, to be persecuted, to even be struck down.
而在这一切的遭遇里面，我们在这里经历什么叫做？宝贝在瓦器里。
And all of these things, we come to experience what it means to have treasure in the earthen vessel.
我们来这些的遭遇里面经历什么叫基督的替代。
In all of these experiences, we discover the transformation or the substitution of Christ.
我不要一直讲了哈，你从今天早上到现在，有没有哪一件事情让你不舒服？
Brothers and sisters, just take a pause right here. From the moment that you woke this morning until now, is there something that was bothering you?
如果没有的话，你倒挺幸福的。
If there's nothing, then you're very blessed.
如果有的话
，If you have something,
你想一想
，I want you to think a little bit.
如果在那件事情是基督替代的话
，On that particular event and that encountering, if Jesus was substituted,
你那时候的反应、你的情绪、你各方面会不会不一样
？Would your response, would your attitude, would how you feel, would that be different?
你知道一个人长进快不快？一个人到底生命改变的实不实在，都在于我们如何利用我们每一天最平凡的生活和遭遇。
So, brothers and sisters, how quickly we mature, how quickly we grow, has to do with how much we lay hold of every small opportunity in our lives.
你不要以为我一定要去读神学院，我一定要接受什么训练，我一定要怎么样，我才能属灵。每一天每一件事情都可以帮助我们属灵。
Don't have the concept, the notion that I have to go to seminary, I need to do this, I need to do that to acquire knowledge of Christ. But in every small things in our lives, it will cause us to grow spiritually.
所以我们任凭一个遭遇过去，就是在浪费神在我们身上的用心和恩典。
So we allow anyencountering that we have in any day casually pass us by, then we squander away the opportunity that God's given us to grow.
所以当我们一次又一次的经历基督的替代，你就发现你的生命被带到一个新的境界，一个新的突破。
So in every one of these encountering, no matter how small they are, you say, Jesus, I allow you to substitute my life. Over time, you discover there's a breakthrough in you.
这是我们生命里面的限制。现在讲我们环境上的限制。
And we just spoke about the limitation within. Now we want to talk about circumstantially, outwardly.
胜过所有困境的限制，还有一切的捆绑。
So how do we overcome all the bondages that are external to us?
维罗马书八章三十五到三十七都是我们很熟很熟的经文。
And again, I come to Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 37. We're very familiar with these verses.
谁能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？保罗讲了这么多个以后，他说 No, 一个都不能。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? Paul says, no, none of these things.
好的，靠着爱我们的主，在这一切就不止这七个，在这一切的事上，你不仅得胜，得胜有余。
And more than these seven things, Paul says that yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
那个秘诀在于靠着爱我们的主。
The secret lies.Through Him who loves me.
我们的主是可以依靠的。
The Lord our God, He is the one that we can lean on.
他给我们的帮助不光是从外面来，也像今天早晨我们的读经进度，他是我们里面的力量。
The help that He gives us is not just external, He's also the strength of our lives.
而且这个可靠的主又是一位爱我们的主。
And this trustworthy Savior and Lord is the one who also loves us.
所以保罗说靠着爱我们的主在这一切的事上得胜有余。
And that's why Paul is able to say, through him who loves us, we can be more than conquerors in all these things.
这个图一个是个人的得胜，一个是团体的得胜。
And these pictures shows us the victory of an individual and the victory of a group, a corporate.
这个男人你可以知道他处在乌云密布，处在荒野，处在一个没有人在旁边的里面，但是他抱着主的话，他靠着主。 得胜有余。
And this man is living in an environment where it is under the shadow of a cloudy day and darkness that may be surround, but he holds on to the word of the Lord. He leans on the Lord.
另外，我们的得胜不是只为自己的。
And then our victory is not just for ourselves.
而是为了全家，为了全教会的。
It's for our families. It's for our church.
所以你发现在右边这个图。全家在那里得胜，一起在这里 ，more than conquerors.
You discover this picture on the right. The family as a whole is celebrating, rejoicing. We are more than conquerors.
他们地上睡着的是锁链，锁链被打散了。后面是彩虹，讲到神的信实和同在。
Again, what you see at their feet are the chains that are broken, and what's behind them is a rainbow speaking of the presence and the promises of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们的艰难中。要走出一条路来。
So, brother, in all the things that are difficult in our lives, we need to chart out a path, a way.
不光你自己需要走出困境。
Not only do you need to find a way to come out of those things that bothers you.
要为着神的儿女们走出一条路来。
But you need to find a way for the purpose of the people of God.
你怎么样处理你的失业？
How do you deal with being laid off?
你怎么样处理你长期生病
？How do you deal with being ill for a long time?
你怎么样去处理家庭的变故
？How do you deal with the difficulties within your family?
你怎么样去处理你的负面情绪
？How do you deal with the negativity of the emotions that are rising up?
你怎么去处理别人对你的伤害
？How do you deal with the harms that people have inflicted in your life?
你怎么样子去处理你的小组死气沉沉
？How do you deal with your small group? It just seems like everybody's not
Alive.
Everything that we encounter, the Word of God tells us that there's more than enough grace.
神早就应许我们可以得胜有余。
God has promised that you are able to more than conquer.
我们光在那里叫苦、叫忙、叫累、叫烦，神说你为什么还要埋怨呢？
And if we keep complaining and say, "Oh Lord, this is too hard. This is too heavy. This is too much."
我不仅仅应许你，你可以得胜有余。我不仅仅应许你，你可以得胜有余。我已经把得胜的生命力量都给了你。
I promised you that you are more than conquerors. I already gave you the power and the strength to overcome.
所以，在我进到下一点以前，我请大家。给自己一个挑战哈。
Before I enter into the next point in your outline, I want to ask every one of us to challenge ourselves.
不管你碰到任何的挑战，回到家碰到任何不舒服的事情。
It doesn't matter what you encounter when you're at home. You discover or encounter something that is contrary to you.
学习来认识里面的宝贝，有一个莫大的能力。
To know the treasure that is within you, the exceeding power that is at work in you.
来经历我里面的比在世界的更大。
To truly experience that he who that is in me is greater than that of the world.
靠着爱我的主，在这一切的事上得胜有余。
That through him who loves me, I can overcome in all these things.
第二个大点，团体持续的经历蜕变与突破，才可能带来真实而且持久的复兴。
Only when the corporate continually experiences transformation breakthrough can there be true and lasting revival.
其实我很喜欢，我很想把所有的 title 变得很短短的。
I really want to condense every one of these points in your outline, the shorter the better.
尤其现在的年轻人是喜欢越短越好。
Particularly in this generation, young people, you guys like things that are short and concise.
但是我就是删不掉这些字，因为每一个都很重要。
But I cannot remove the words within this particular point because every one of them is important.
要有复兴，需要团体。
When we desire revival, we need a body. We need the corporate.
要有复兴，需要有突变，需要有蜕变与突破。
We desire revival. We need transformation. We need breakthrough.
而且需要持续的蜕变与突破。
And needs to be a continual experience.
才可能带来不仅是复兴，是真实的，而且持久的。
And only these experiences of transformation and breakthrough can bring about a true and lasting revival.
你告诉我哪一个字可以删掉。
And now you tell me which one of these words can I remove?
我真的舍不得哈，你会后教教我。
If you can find ways to condense this even better, you tell me after service.
请大家注意我底下的那句话非常重要。
Please pay attention to the words that are to follow.
我们都希望有复兴，不光有突破，希望复兴。
And we all desire a revival, not simply a breakthrough.
但是我们必须要知道复兴是圣灵的工作。
But we need to understand and recognize that every work of revival is the work of the Holy Spirit.
没有任何人、任何团体可以来发动复兴。
There's no one, there's no corporate group of people that can say, let's start a revival.
或是去模仿一个复兴。
Or to copy or imitate a revival.
复兴是 神是圣灵的工作。
Revival is God, is the work of God.
但是当你趟反古道，回头去看教会复兴的历史。
When you go back and look at the history of the work of the Lord through all these occurrences of revival,
这些复兴确实有迹可循。
And there are lessons to be learned.
那我们就希望在回头看这些历史的时候，我们先从团体持续的经历蜕变与突破开始。
And before we look at these historical aspects of revival, we're going to come and look at corporate experience of transformation and breakthrough.
我今天没有空再去重复以前讲到复兴的领导的一些特点。
And I don't have the time to articulate what ushers in revival.
历代以来所有的复兴的第一个特点一定是全面性的悔改归向神。
For every generation, we see that it is a corporate, a holistic repentance turning back to the Lord.
可能从少数人开始，但是这个火会烧开来的。
It may start from a small group of people, but that fire is kindled and it begins to burn.
悔改认罪归向神。
That we repent and we turn towards the Lord.
然后所有的复兴也都建立在持久深入的祷告。
And every revival you discover is built upon the foundation of a perpetual prayer.
复兴的持久也借着强而有力的话语真理的传扬。
And how long this revival lasts is also determined on the proclamation of the truth and the word of God.
复兴也借着神儿女们兴起的一股渴慕主追求主的浪潮。
And so this revival will stir up, will cause a current to flow from the heart and the love of the people of God towards Him.
愿意委身，愿意献身。
That we desire to commit ourselves, we desire to consecrate ourselves.
而且也带来全面同心合意的传福音。
And it brings about a unity, the singularity of heart for the purpose of the gospel.
那这样子的一种持续的经历蜕变和突破，会给教会带来复兴。这件事我们读一节经文。
And again, I want to ask every one of us to come to this portion of scripture as we evaluate this continual experience of transformation and breakthrough.
这也是我们很熟的一段圣经。
Again, I think it's a portion of scripture that most of us are very familiar with.
以赛亚书61章1到4节，在我们读之前
，Before we read these words,
因为这段圣经大家都很熟。
Because again, I think we're all very familiar with the words.
我给大家一个请求，也算是一个挑战。
I have a request of all of you, and maybe a challenge for all of you.
我们一个点一个点读。
Let's read through it one point at a time.
其实它一共有十个点，我删掉了两个，报告神悦纳的日子和报仇的日子，因为太长。我这里列了八个。
Here I only listed 8 of the 10 points that was in the totality of the verses.
当你在念的时候
，When you are reading it,
你要想一想，你有没有经历过它。
I want to ask you, pause and say, have I experienced this?
在哪些点上你自己经历过？
On which one of these points you can say I've experienced this?
这一段圣经在路加福音第四章，耶稣第一次出来讲道的时候，他讲道的内容就引用这一段。
Luke chapter 4, when Jesus first came into ministry and gave a message, he used these particular verses.
然后耶稣讲完的时候，他说，今天这经应验在你们身上了。
And after he has recited these verses, he says, today these words have been fulfilled.
换句话说，耶稣来了以后，这个每一个点都应该应验在我们的身上。
In another word, after the coming of Christ, every one of these points should be fulfilled in our lives.
在旧约是应许。
In the Old Testament, there are promises.
在新约实现了。
In the New Testament, there are realities.
所以我们都应该来经历它，甚至来见证它。
And if they are realities, every single one of us were supposed to experience them and also testify of them.
好，前面说耶和华用膏膏我，第一个叫我传福音给谦卑的人。有的耶稣说，传福音给贫穷的人。
And right here, right at the very beginning, the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor.
我们里面原来是很穷的。
We were impoverished internally.
因着耶稣变得富足。
But because of Christ, we have been made rich.
他来医好的伤心的人，英文说 broken hearted.
He has sent me to heal the broken hearted.
我想很多人也曾经受过伤。
And I know.Many here have experienced a broken heart.
第三个是被掳的得释放。
Again, it says to proclaim liberty to the captives.
我上个礼拜说过，你在哪一件事情上不自由，你就是他的奴隶，你就是他的奴仆。
Last week, Pastor Yu was preaching and said, in whatever area where you are no longer experience freedom, you are slave to that thing.
任何的嗜好，任何生活的习惯，任何思想、情绪，如果你不能自由，都说到你是被他掳的。
Any habit, anything that you're accustomed to, any thought, if you have no freedom, it means you're a slave to it.
叫被囚的出监牢，或是受压制的得自由。
And to the opening of the prison to those who are bound.
耶稣来安慰一切被哀的人。
He came to comfort all those who are mourning.
他用华冠代替灰尘。
He replaced ashes with his crown.
这个你到这个伦敦塔尔去看这个英国的皇冠，包括宝石，几百克拉的钻石，你知道皇冠跟灰尘是没得比的。
So you go to London if you got the chance to visit the London Tower and some of the crowns and jewelry that are displayed. It cannot be compared with dust, ashes.
整个人生属地的追求，原来像灰尘，在基督里找到了最高的价值。
And all of our pursuits, everything of our living before we had Christ, they're about dust, they're about ashes. But now God has given us value that is as the crown.
底下讲到用喜乐油代替悲哀
，and that He has replaced, has given us the oil of joy for mourning.
本来走不出流泪谷的，但是神用喜乐油膏我们。
And I cannot enter, exit of this valley of weeping, but the Lord has anointed me with the oil of joy.
用赞美衣代替忧伤的灵。
And a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
耶稣说，这一切今天都应验在你们身上。
And Jesus said, all of these things, they are fulfilled in your hearing.
我跟你说，我这十个点，每一个点都走过。
Brothers and sisters, I will tell you every single one of these points I personally have experienced.
每一个点我都经历过，他在我身上这莫大的恩典。
Every single one of these points I've experienced the immense, the amazing grace God in my life.
多少时候我觉得我走不下去了
？There's so many times I would say, Lord, I can't take another step.
多少时候跟主说 ，I quit， 我不想走了
？And so many times I would say to the Lord, I quit. I don't want to keep going.
多少的时候灰心了，失望了。
There's so many times I feel despaired. I've lost hope.
但是这位伟大的耶稣在我们的生命中，他就是施行拯救。
But our wonderful Jesus, He is the Savior.
他拯救我们，他释放我们，他医治我们，他建立我们。
He comes to save us. He comes to heal us. He comes to deliver us. He comes to build us up.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们非常喜欢这些经文。
So brothers and sisters, we love these verses.
但是你要注意到。这些经文讲完了以后
，But you need to come and pay attention after the conclusion of these promises.
很多人就忽略了第四节。
A lot of people neglected verse 4.
第四节说他们必这些蒙恩，这个他们就是上面蒙了这么多恩典的人。
And the Lord says they shall, meaning all of these people have received such grace and blessings from God.
他们蒙恩不是只是为了自己伤心得到医治，被掳了得释放，受压制的得自由。
The blessings they receive is not merely for their personal good, that they're brokenhearted is being healed, that they are captive and have been set free.
所有这种突破的经历都是为了神家，为了教会的复兴。
All of these breakthroughs is for the purpose and for the revival of the house of the Lord.
所以我们第四节我们一起来读。
Verse 4, let's read it all together.
他们必修造已久的荒场，建立先前凄凉之处，
They shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the ruined cities.
有什么？我希望你们有没有读得出这节经文前后的关系
？And brothers, can you find a relationship between verse 4 and the promises that precedes it?
很多人来到神家，很多人向神祷告，但是全部都绕着自己的需要、自己的满足、自己问题的解决。
A lot of people come to the house of the Lord. All of their prayers surrounds their personal needs, their personal issues, and what they desire personally.
但是神巴不得有一天，他说这一班蒙恩的人，被基督释放、被基督拯救的人，他们必要起来。
So it is the heart of God that one day they shall rise. They shall rise and rebuild the old ruins.
Brother
and sister, I say again, we've been tremendously blessed
here.
Just as the day of Haggai, all those who received the blessing of the Lord, they returned. In the midst of their personal difficulties, they allowed the desolation of the house of the Lord to continue.
活的问题, 怎么样子盖天花板的房屋, 怎么样子能够有, 收成, 不会被风吹掉。
And they continue to try to solve their own problems. How do I erect my own house with white ceilings? How do I cultivate a crop that would not be blown away by the wind?
怎么样子我的钱放在口袋不会像掉了。
How do I put away my savings such that it would not be lost?
整个的注意力都在自己。
Their entire focus is on their own personal livelihood.
直到他们醒悟过来,
Until one day they woke up.
神说你们要省察自己, 我的殿荒凉, 你们却还这样。
The Lord says, examine yourselves. My house is in desolation, yet you persist and continue with your own lives.
所以他们全体都起来, 上山取木料, 建造这殿, 我的心因此喜乐。
So they all rose up, they all went up to the mountains, they went and fetched wood to come and restore and rebuild the house of the Lord, and God was glorified. A few days ago, I was having a conversation with Pastor Nancy.
我每次想到这块地，我们这么不配得着，但是神给我们。
Every time we come to remembrance and say, Lord, we know we're not worthy of 31 Bowers, but you gave it to us.
把全世界科技中心的中心, the heart of Silicon Valley, 赐给了我们。
God has given us the heart of all the technology in the world, and He's given us this piece of land.
我们中间大概有 80%以上的弟兄姊妹, 礼拜天早上开车, 不用超过20分钟可以到。 不管你住在哪里。
80% of the brothers and sisters at SVCA, you don't need to drive more than 20 minutes to come and arrive here.
弟兄姊妹,这是神的恩典,我们任凭那地荒凉了16年。
Brother and sister, this is the grace of God, yet we allowed that piece of land to be in desolation for 16 years. So the Lord calls us to rise, rebuild the ruins,
要建立先前凄凉之处,
and to come and raise up the former desolations,
重修历代荒凉之城,
and they shall repair the ruined cities.
你看到他们大大小小在那里重建,
and you see the young and the old, they're coming together to rebuild.
这是我们在主的面前希望大家要有的心智, 我个人蒙恩, 感谢神。
And brothers, I pray that this is the heart for every one of us. Me individually being blessed, I thank the Lord.
我个人追求被神使用,被神祝福, 我感谢神。
I pursue the Lord, I'm used by the Lord, I'm thankful of the Lord.
但是我所有的遭遇是为了神家, 为了主的心意。
But brothers and sisters, everything that we personally encounter and experience, it is for the house of the Lord, for the heart of God.
这是为什么我们对博训的学员一再地讲, 学博训是为教会学。
So we tell all the students of the CTC program that if you come and learn, you learn for the church.
我们不是只为了自己。
It is not just for yourselves.
所以在这里我们怎么样子能够从个人的追求, 偶尔的经历变成团体的追求,
How do we go from personal pursuits, occasional breakthroughs, to a corporate experience, a corporate breakthrough, and a prolonged an experience of change?
多跟弟兄姊妹去分享神在我们身上的拯救和工作。
And I encourage all of you, have fellowship, share with one another the work of salvation that God has in our lives.
礼拜五多跟弟兄姊妹敞开心的分享，我从前是这样的，如今我可以看见了。
Friday night in our fellowship and our discussions, this is what I was, this is who I am, what I see of Christ in me.
我从前是被什么什么捆绑的、辖制的、出不来的，但是基督释放了我。
I was bound by these things, but Christ has set me free.
你都不知道在你做这些见证的时候，你怎么样子帮助了那些可能也在捆绑、跟你一样被辖制的人。
Sometimes we don't realize as we share these personal testimonies, we are helping those who are currently being bound in the same way.
我们所有的遭遇在身体里面都是为着身体。And
everything we encounter, it is for the benefit of the body of Christ.
所以希望多有这些见证。我每次听到弟兄姊妹这种 被主改变蒙恩得胜的见证，我心里面都非常喜乐。
And how I pray we will have more and more of these testimonies, because every time I hear them from brothers and sisters, my heart rejoices.
我不光为了当事人高兴，
I'm not just happy for the person who's experienced this change.
我也为了表示神在我们中间，他还在工作，他仍然施恩而感谢神。
It is evident because of this that God is with us.He is among us. He continues to pour out His grace over us.
如果神不在我们中间，如果神不工作，你在这里多久你都不会改变。
If God is not here, if God is not working, it doesn't matter how long you're here in this church, you won't be changed.
当我们在这里敬拜赞美，感受到神的同在， don't take it for granted. 不要把它当作理所当然。
When we are here singing, praising the Lord, experiencing the presence of the Lord, don't take it for granted.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
表示他还在我们中间，他还悦纳，他还做工，他还施恩。
It means that He is still here. He is still accepting our offering and our worship. He is still pouring grace.
我们就需要更谦卑、更敬畏的一起来爱他。
We need to be more humble. We need to prostrate ourselves to love Him even more.
最后一个点。
The very last point.
因为今天是周年，所以第三个点。So, 讲到我们航行在神恩典的洋海中。
We want to continue to progress and sail in this ocean of God's grace.
所以为了过去，我们永远该感恩，而且敬拜述说神的作为。
For the past, we always be grateful, worship, and continue to proclaim the works of the Lord.
有时候跟弟兄姊妹多讲一点我们过去发生的事，他们就张大眼睛啊。像演电影一样，你们应该多讲一点。
And every time we have an opportunity to share with the great works of the Lord in our midst, and everybody have wide eyes open, is I want to hear more.
我跟你讲，所有都是神迹。
I'll tell you, this entire way, it is a miracle.
所有的荣耀都归给神。
Every glory is given unto Him.
太多的关卡，看见神恩典和大能的介入，这是人做不了的。
Too many challenges, too many hindrances.They cannot be resolved by the works of men.
从我们93年 Orange Avenue 开始，那么一个小小的教会。
From 1993, such a small church in the Orange Avenue.
神把它赐给了我们。
God has given that building to us.
2000年开始，七年搬运的教会，在迪安扎。
Starting the year 2000, for 7 years, we were a mobile church. We continued to go to church every Sunday at De Anza College.
那时候有一个教会比我们起码早了二十年。
There's a church that's been around 20 years before us.
成熟的基督徒教会的人数都比我们多，不到一年他们就再也不住迪安扎，因为搬运太辛苦了。
They have a lot of mature Christians, and they actually met at De Anza for about a year, and they stopped. This is too difficult, too hard, too labor intensive.
弟兄姊妹风雨无阻，他还订了几个箱子，德雄也在这。你看都还在、
啊。So in those days, rain or shine, we have truckloads of stuff, boxes that were made, that were moving all the equipment that we need every Sunday.
弟兄姊妹，每一个站回头看都是敬拜，都是恩典。
Every one of these days that the Lord led us through, it is the grace of God, and we praise.
更不要说这个地方了。
Not to say this spot, this here.
是不可能进来，但是神让我们来。
It is impossible.By the ways of men, but God has made a way for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人可以浪费主的恩典，忘掉主的恩典。
So not a single one of us can waste and forget His goodness.
那为着未来。
And for what is to come.
我们知道神为了他自己的荣耀。
For His own glory, for God's own glory.
也为了这个世代的需要。
And for the need of this generation.
我们决定相信神在我们中间还有更大的工作，更多的祝福。
We believe that God has greater works, greater blessings with us.
我们都应该在主的面前有这样子的准备。
And we should all be ready and prepared.
让我们的蒙恩承受的祝福成为别人的祝福。
That as we are being blessed, we may become a blessing to those who are around us.
所以我说我回头看他是以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
And so when I look back, I said the Lord has crowned our years with His grace and His goodness.
SVCA 是航行在恩典的洋海中。
SVCA is sailing on the ocean of God's grace.
它是 God's grace 在前面带着我们。
It is God's grace that's a foresail that's leading us.
他用恩典来 crown 我们。
He crowns us with His mercies.
每一年发现都有更多的恩典。
Every single year we discover the greater mercies of the Lord.
那么我们面对现在。
So when we come to today, we face now the present.
我们真的需要更加谦卑而且认真。
We need to be more humble. We need to be more earnest.
这是我们的祷告。
It is our prayer.
所以我希望今年大家善用时间，是不是善用自己的机会？
So brother and sister, make good use of every opportunity in your life this year.
我们大家一起长。
We all, every one of us, let's grow together.
然后我们一起往前。
Let's all move forward together.
一起经历圣灵在我们中间的工作和蜕变。
Let's together experience the work of the Holy Spirit, the transformation in our lives.
借着教会，整个教会持续的经历蜕变，而与突破。
That the church continue to experience these transformations, these breakthroughs, and bring about a real revival.
今年1月新年特会的时候我说过,
At the very beginning of this year, January, I spoke to everyone.
我们没有办法制造浪潮,
and we cannot create a wave.
但是当浪潮来的时候,
but when that wave comes,
我们怎么样子抓住那个moment, 抓住那个机会,
how do you take hold of that moment, that opportunity?
我们乘浪而行, 乘浪往前,
as if we will ride on that wave.
不要让这个浪过去的, nothing happen.
That wave goes past us by and nothing happened.
让神把我们带得更高, 带得更远,
but the Lord would take us to higher grounds. God would take us to further places.
那你仔细回头看过去刚刚过的两个月,
and again, just look past these last 2 months.
其实神在我们中间开始了一个是我们自己没办法开始的工作,
and God began something that we could not have started ourselves.
我们中间有那么多的弟兄姊妹渴慕 把自己分别出来过拿西尔人的生活。
There's so many brothers and sisters who desire to consecrate their lives, set apart themselves to live a life of a Nazarite.
拿西尔人的特点就是他们为了爱的缘故甘心离俗归耶和华为圣。
The characteristic of being a Nazarite is that because with a willing heart, a desire of their heart, they want to be separated from the world and live a life that is consecrated to God.
世界用各样的美物就像酒一样, 各种不同的方式来诱惑我们，吸引我们。
The world tries to attract us with all its pleasures, all that is good. And an example of the wine that the Nazarite was tempted with.
我们愿意经历主在我们身上做分别的工作，把我们分别出来。
But we desire that the Lord would work in us this work of sanctification.
我们大概已经有80个人报名，愿意 commit 整年在这里好好认真的接受培训，好好。 在主的面前为主而活。
That God will work in us this work of consecration. That there are over 80 people that desire, that says, Lord, I want to live this year and live it well in your presence.
因为后来很多人很后悔没有报名, 所以我们有一个window, 只有这个礼拜可以赶快报,完了以后就关门了。
And then afterwards, we heard a lot more people that are saying, oh, I wanted to register, but I missed that window. So the window now is still open this week, only this week. So register quickly.
就算你没有时间报名这样子的训练,
so even if you don't have the time to really register and put your name down, but this part of the training, we pray that every single one of us have the heart desire.
我在说复兴不是人的手可以来做的。
I say again, revival, it is not by the works of man.
主可能要复兴你, 复兴你的家。
Maybe God has his eyes on you and your family.
我决定相信神要复兴他的教会。
And I absolutely believe that God wants to revive his church.
当圣灵工作的时候, 我们没有一个人落掉。
But when the Holy Spirit is working, how I pray, no one is left behind.
所以我希望我们都在主的面前, 像我们今天的经文说的, 立的心志为主而活。
That we all have the desire and the will to say, Lord, I've determined to live for you.
无论生无论死都叫基督照常显大。
So whether life or by death, that Christ is always magnified in my body.
我们的祷告,
our prayer,
无论个人, 家庭, 教会, 都要积极持续地经历在基督里的蜕变和突破, 进而我们仰望神赐下真实且全面的复兴。
That individuals, families, and the church will all actively and continuously experience transformation and breakthrough in Christ, looking forward to God granting a true and thorough spiritual awakening.
复兴不是说说谈谈就会临到的。
A brother and sister, revival don't come simply because we talk about it.
复兴也不是你想要就一定有的。
Revival is not something that would come simply because we desire it.
复兴是圣灵发起，我们配合。
It is something that the Holy Spirit begins and we work with Him.
所以把握时机, 乘浪而行。
Seize the opportunity and ride the waves.
这是一个机会。
This is an opportunity.
这是圣灵正在做的事。
This is something the Holy Spirit is doing now.
我希望在你这一生结束的时候。
And I pray that at the conclusion of your life,
你会把2026年当作一个很特别的一年。
That 2026 would actually be a very special year for you.
因为我们在这里经历了神在我们中间特别的工作。
Because you've experienced something of a special work of the Lord.
不光是在那里有一个 Bethel 的大堂在建造，神真的那么清楚的在建造他的教会。
Not only outwardly, visibly, tangibly, you can see God constructing the Bethel Hall.
没有一个人漏掉。
But not a single one of us will miss out what God is doing in our lives.
我们要为我们的青少年，为着我们的下一代特别祷告。
We need to pray for our youth. We need to pray for our children ministry.
你们看到走道上有一个照片吗？
And when you walk along the way in the halls, there are pictures.
那一代的人，男女老少，在封墙之前，在那些钢柱上面签上自己的名字。
There are generation that has passed before us. And there are those who were young at the time. Before all the sheet rocks were put in place, they signed their names on the beams of this building.
那个时间、那个机会、那个经历已经走入历史，墙已经封起来。
That time, that experience has passed into history. The walls are closed now.
但是很多人在那一次的经历里面，我相信走进了永恒。
But I believe that in that experience, many encounter eternity.
我也希望再一次的，我们今天等一下要到那里去。
And I pray that once more, we're going to very shortly all congregate in what's still standing right now.
我鼓励你们带着家里面的青少年，带着孩子、父母亲，在那里一起来敬拜神，一起来经历，这是一个历史性的一个经历。
I encourage every family, take your children.Take the opportunity at this time, in this moment, because this is a historical event that we can come to worship.
一起祷告，带着孩子一起奉献。
Come and pray together. Come and offer up yourselves together.
完了，带着孩子一起照个相，留下来，将来看不到了。
And when you're done, take a picture together, because you won't see it anymore.
等到我们下一次封墙以前，我们会再邀弟兄姊妹来签名，那个签名何等有意义。
We're going to give everybody the opportunity once again before all the walls are sealed up. Everybody get a chance to put your name down on that building.
这个神的居所，荣耀的居所，我们竟然有份，这是恩典。
This is the dwelling place of God, yet we are part of it. It is His grace.
我和我的家，我和我的孩子，我的时间，我的金钱，我的一切，居然有份于神这一个伟大的工作。
Me and my house, all that I possess.All of my wealth, they all have a part with what God is doing now.
希望我们等一下去的时候，没有人混混乱乱的，我们带着感恩的心去。
So I want to ask everybody, please enter that space with a thankful heart.
为孩子们祷告，青少年、孩子都为他们祷告。
Pray for our next generation. Pray for the youth of this church.
上一代的青少年，他们花了那么多的时间投入教会的重建。
And the youth of the last generation, they devoted themselves in the building of this place.
我希望你们这一代的青年人，孩子们也一样。
And I ask the same of the young people, the youth and the children, that you would have the same heart.
父亲、母亲要抓住这个 moment, 让我们一起来 ride the wave, 一起乘浪而行。
Father and mothers, take this opportunity, take your children and ride this wave together.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
这个教会永远是你的。
This church forever belongs to you.
是的，只要这个教会存在。
Yes, as long as this church exists.
它永远高举基督。
It's forever to exalt Christ.
永远要叫神得荣耀。
Always for Christ to be glorified.
主，成全我们的祷告。
And Lord, fulfill and answer our prayers.
当圣灵在我们中间工作的时候。
As the Holy Spirit is working among us.
主啊，你得到更多的人，更彻底的得着。
Oh Lord, you would lay hold of more people and thoroughly lay hold of them.
我们一起上山取木料，建造这殿，叫你的心喜乐，而且得到荣耀。
That we together will rise to the mountains and fetch wood. That we will rebuild the house of the Lord. That you will rejoice.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
祝福每一位。
Bless everyone.
为了过去，我们感恩。
In the past, we give you thanks for the past.
为着未来，我们信靠你。
And for the future, we trust in you.
为着现今，主啊，你来帮助我们讨你喜悦，为你而活。
In the present, give us strength. Help us to live a life that is pleasing to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We together pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起站起来唱这首诗歌。
Would you all please rise?
Christ in me.